This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
I hope you're well. So for the halacha slot tonight, we're discussing the topic of dog ownership. Of course, it's related to this week's parasha, but it's perhaps something which you've noted. Currently in lockdown, there seems to be a trend, a fad of people getting more dogs. It's not just in the Jewish community, but it seems to be nationally. Here in the UK, I read that dog ownership has increased. I'm sure books will be written about that and all the effects of the pandemic. But one consequence seems to be the increase of dog ownership. What is the Jewish view on this? What does the Torah tell us about dog ownership? So it's a very interesting area of halacha. And of course, it's connected to this week's parasha, because in this week's parasha, when it came to Makkos Bechoros, the pasuk says, "L'chol b'nei Yisrael le'yecheratz kelev l'sheinai," which is normally understood to mean that yecheratz loshen, Rashi tells us, is an expression of sharp. They didn't sharpen their tongue, which is understood to mean that they didn't utter a sharp cry. They didn't bark, and as a result, they were rewarded, as Chazal tell us in Parshas Mishpatim, "La'kelev tashlichun oisai," as a reward for them not barking. Just by the way, it's very interesting to just probe this a little bit more. Why should they bark? Why were they meant to bark? They didn't scare the Jewish people when they were leaving Mitzrayim, but why would they bark? So the Mefarshim explain it's because the Malach HaMavis was in town. The Malach, the Gemara says in Baba Kama, Daf Samach Amud Beis, whenever the Malach HaMavis is in town, dogs bark. Dogs can hear things that human beings can't hear. There's a dog whistle with a very high pitch. So the Gemara says in Baba Kama that dogs bark when the Malach HaMavis is in town. And therefore, Makkos Bechoros, the Malach HaMavis was there. And the fact they didn't bark shows the restraint, and therefore they were rewarded. Some of us should question that, because the Torah, well, Chazal tell us, it's Ani V'lo Shliach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself says it was me who killed in Makkos Bechoros V'lo Shliach. So there are answers to that question, but that's just something to bear in mind. So it's connected to the parasha, dog ownership. What is the story? So it's very interesting, because there seems to be mixed reviews, a mixed bag of response within Chazal about the status of dogs. They have somewhat of an obscure status in halacha. On one hand, it's considered quite negative. For example, in Tanakh, whenever you make comparisons and you make you curse someone and you compare them to a dog, that's considered the most sort of insulting type of curse. You have that on many occasions, but here's two examples on the sheet. If you look at paragraph 2, I've listed a couple of examples. If you're listening online, please email me j.golker@gmail.com. I'll send you the handout. The pasuk says, when Shimi ben Gera came out and cursed David HaMelech, so Avishai ben Tzuruya, who was the sort of the chief of staff of David HaMelech, he says, "Lama yekalel hakelev hameis hazes Adoni HaMelech? Why is this dead dog cursing the king, David HaMelech? Ebronov osiris roshei, let me cut off his head." So he's called a dead dog. When Goliath came out to fight David HaMelech, "Vayoma ha-pelishti al David hakelev onoichi, am I a dog? Ki ato boilai b'maklis, you're coming to me with sticks." And furthermore, there's a very interesting pasuk. That imagine if I were to have a dog and I want to trade it. I swap it with somebody has a sheep. So if I were to trade my dog for somebody else's sheep, I am not allowed to bring that sheep as a carbon. It's called Mechir Kelev. It's a pasuk in Torah. The pasuk says in Dvarim Chafkim, pasuk Yutes, "Leisovi es nun zayna Mechir Kelev beis Hashem lekecho, ki toyavas Hashem lekecho gam shnehem." So it's dafka a dog. If I were to switch, to trade an animal with my dog, that animal cannot be brought as a carbon in the base of English. Not any other animal. So on one hand, a dog gets quite negative press. On the other hand, there are some positives. For example, this week's parasha. It's considered a very praiseworthy thing that the dog didn't bark and scare Klal Yisrael as they came out of Mitzrayim, and they're rewarded for it. That if an animal in your flock is rendered treif, it was attacked by an animal and was killed, you can't eat it, so you give it to the dogs as a reward. Furthermore, the Gemara says in Horia Staf Yud Gimel, "Kelev is makir es koinai." The kelev recognizes its owner. And the Maharal says on that Gemara, Ki Akelef Hu Bal Nefesh, he sort of has more emotional awareness. And the Marsha makes the same comment that Kelev is a sort of an acronym of Kol Lev. So there are some positives. So the status of a dog in Chazal is a little bit murky, a little bit obscure. With regard to dog ownership, again, the picture is not very clear. There are very many Gemaras in Baba Kama which discuss ownerships of dog. For example, the Gemara in Tesvov on the base in Baba Kama says, Lo yigadel odom kelev ra pesoich beisoi. A person shouldn't raise a kelev ra, a bad, a dangerous, evil dog in his house. Why not, says Rashi, because it could bite, it could bark. And a woman might be scared, and if she's pregnant, she might miscarry. So the Gemara says, Lo yigadel odom kelev ra. But the implication is, but it's dafka a kelev ra, which is problematic. If the dog is not dangerous, that would seem to be okay. And indeed, the Gemara continues and says, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Megadlin klovim kofrin. You are allowed to raise klovim kofrin. What a klovim kofrin? Says Rashi, tupshotim, either ketanim v'nanosim, either very small dogs, or klovim gudolim shatayodim, large dogs which are used for hunting. And the Gemara says to eliminate rodents and the like. So you're allowed to grow them, to raise them. So that implies that dog ownership is okay. And yet, the Gemara then says in Baba Kama, in Daf Ayin Tes Amud Aleph, Lo yigadel odom es hakelev. You're not allowed to rear a dog. Elim kein hoyakosha b'shal sheles, unless it's sort of tied with a chain and it's sort of kept under control. And indeed, the Gemara goes on further, and it doesn't, no qualification, which seems to suggest that any type of kelev, any type of dog, is not allowed. And more than that, the Gemara says, Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol Omer, HaMagadol Klovim KaMagadol Chazir. Someone who raises dogs is like raising pigs, Chazir. L'may nafkamina, what difference? L'maykam aleh ba'orah, that they will be subject to an aura, to a curse. So it's very interesting. You've got two sets of sources. The first set of Gemaras in Baba Kama suggest that it's just a kelev ra, which is frowned upon, but a regular kelev, no problem. The second set of sources in the Gemaras and Baba Kama seem to suggest that there's no qualification. Any kelev is bad. So how do we paskin? The Rambam takes a strict approach. The Rambam, if you look at the third box in paragraph 3, in Hilchos Niske Mom in Perek Hey Halacha Tes, the Rambam says, V'chein osru chachomim legadel chazirim b'chol makom, that Chazal forbade to raise dogs, and you can't raise a dog unless you tie it up properly to keep it safe, it doesn't attack people, etc., etc., but you can raise security. So the Rambam goes with those sets of sources, those sets of precedents which suggest that any type of dog is not allowed. However, the Shulchan Aruch, and indeed most Rishonim, are of the opinion they disagree and they limit the prohibition to a kelev ra, but any other dog would be allowed. And indeed, most Achronim go with that, with the exception of one or two, but they follow the ruling of the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says, Osel legadol kelev ra, dafka a bad dog, but the other dogs would seem to be okay. And as I said, most Achronim follow the rulings of most Rishonim and the ruling of the Shulchan Aruch, that unless it's a dangerous dog, it would be okay. One notable exception is Rabbi Yaakov Emden. Rabbi Yaakov Emden, at the bottom box, in the Shailas and Shuvas, the Shailas Yaivitz, he says in Chelik Aleph Siman Yud Zayin, let's read it together. Sha'afilu echod lo hitir b'mishneh elim kein kosher b'shal shelet. You can't even have one dog unless it's tied up with a chain. Sha'amagadel kalovim k'magadel chazirim. Because anyone who raises dogs, it's as if they're raising pigs. L'meikam alo ba'oru, that they will be subject to a curse. And Chazal say, according to the Yavetz, we don't differentiate. Any type of dog is disallowed, etc., etc. So the Yavetz is a notable exception, but most Achronim follow the ruling of the Mishnah of the Shulchan Aruch, who permits it. Now, that's not the only issue with owning dogs. One is the danger involved, and that's overcomable. There are other aspects as well. If you look at the next paragraph, paragraph 4, the Gemara in Shabbos mentions two other issues. That is, Moneh Chesed, it reduces Chesed, and it's Poirek Mimenu Yerushalayim. It takes away a person's Yerushalayim. How so? So the Gemara tells a story. It says the Gemara in Shabbos Samach Gimel on the base, called Hamagadel Kelev Ra. Anyone who raises a dangerous dog, notably the Marsha puts the word Ra in brackets. We'll come back to that. B'toich Beisoy. Moneya Chesed B'toich Beisoy. He reduces Chesed from his house. Why? Why does owning a dog reduce Chesed? Says Rashi, She'ena maniach ha'aniyim lovo lepiskei, because people won't feel comfortable to come to your front door. If you know there's a big sign, beware of the dog, or indeed you hear the barking, so then people, aniyim, will feel more hesitant to come knocking on your door, asking for food, for money. Continues the Gemara, Af perek menu Yerushalayim, it also takes away Yerushalayim. Then the Gemara tells a tragic story. Hahi itasa, there was a certain lady, the Ailulahu Beisa Lameifa, she went into a certain house to bake. In those days, not every house had an oven, even until fairly recent times. So there was perhaps one oven in town in the local bakery, or one house had, and everyone would go there to use it to bake their bread. So she went to a certain house to bake her bread. Noboch Bokalba, a kelev, barked. Is Akavlada Neboch, she miscarried. Omri lo mori de Beisa, so the owner of the house ran out and said, don't worry, no sitchili, the Shekili Nibbe. I file down the teeth and the claws of this dog. It's not dangerous. Take your goodness and throw it onto the thorns. In other words, it's too late. The fetus is already dislodged and she's miscarried. Now the Marsha says on this Gemara, what's the Gemara telling us? The Gemara in Baba Kama has already told us, you're not allowed to raise a dangerous dog. So what's this Gemara adding? It says the Marsha, "Avol hocha hosif to al yegadol kelev afilu hu yodea bo she'ena kelev ra." The chiddush of this Gemara is telling us that even if you know that this dog is not a kelev ra, it's not a dangerous dog, still not mishum demonei chesed, because you're reducing chesed to orchim vaniim lo yodubay. When orchim and guests and when poor people come to the house, they don't know if the dog is dangerous. They just hear someone barking. They see signs, beware of the dog. They don't know. And says the Marsha on this Gemara, for Soivim Shehura, they think the dog is dangerous. For Yireim Imenu Melova Lebeisai, Uchadimaisi Hachlovda, because this case proves it. Delo Hoya Kelev Ra, because our dog wasn't a Kelev Ra, because its claws and its teeth were filed down, were taken away, and were not dangerous. And it couldn't cause any harm. She only thought the dog was dangerous, and that's why she miscarried. So therefore, the Gemara says in Shabbos, according to the Marsha, it's adding that any dog is monea chesed. It reduces the ability to do chesed. The Marsha adds, why does it take away Yerushalayim? Says the Marsha, the derech magad lakelev lamido ala pesach. Because someone who has a dog often leaves it at the entrance to the house. The Shmiras Beso is some sort of guard dog. The Yiras Hashem Shial Mezuzah, the Shmiras Pesach, and a person puts more trust in the dog than in the Mezuzah and Yiras Hashem, which is going to guard and protect much more effectively. So therefore, that is the Marsha's interpretation of why ownership of a dog is frowned upon, because not only is it dangerous as discussed, but Monea Chesed and Perig Melu Yiras Shamayim. Okay, the Maral says something very strong, also against ownership of dog. The Maral in the Sivas Oidim, the Siv Gemilas Chasodim Perek Hay, says something interesting. Hanizokin she'odim gorin lechaveru. Someone causes damage to their friend, ve'ena nishmar benezek, and is not careful not to cause damage to his friend. Hepach midas hachesed. That is the antithesis of chesed. Ki hachesed huatoiv she'oiselo. Because chesed is doing good, kindness to your friend. Ve'zeh gorin lehezek, and causing injury and harm is the opposite. Da. Says the Maral, a dog which is inherently bad. By having a dog which could do damage and harm, shows that your house is not muchan lachesed, is not open to kindness and to chesed, to charity, to others. So the Marshal's got very strong words against the ownership of dogs. But either way, and I should add, there is a fourth concern. The fourth concern is a Gemara in Avodah Zarah, the Chaf Beis Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Amarta lo sar bi kalba, which means a widow or a single lady should not own a dog. Rashi says Shema tisave v'tarvieno oleho, because she might sort of stoop to the very basest of immoral acts, and therefore it's a concern of that. But either way, you have four particular issues regarding dog ownership, and perhaps that explains why, you know, in history we don't seem to find Jews owning dogs, you know, broadly. What are the concerns? The concerns are, Chazal say, that owning a kelev ra is frowned upon. The question is it specifically a kelev ra, or is it any dog? And that is debated in the Rishonim and the Achronim. There are different sources in Baba Kama which suggest both. But like I said, the Shulchan Aruch and most Rishonim are of the opinion that the qualification is limited to kelev ra, and if the dog is not dangerous, then owning it is okay. And that is how most Achronim pasken. But aside from that, the Gemara highlights other issues, Moneh Chesed, Perek, Mimenu Yirah Shemayim, etc. And generally speaking, the status of dogs is quite unclear. There are some very big positives, like Kelev Tashlichon. So this week's Parsha, L'chol B'nei Yisrael Le'echer, is Kelev Shono, and it's Makires Kono, it's Kol Lev, it's loyal. But on the other hand, you know, the Chazal many times in Tanakh compare a person to a Kelev or Kelev Mace, and there's a Mechir Kelev, not to trade your dog with a sheep, and you can't bring that as a carbon. So that's just some interesting Marimakomas and a quick overview of the Jewish perspective of dog ownership.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.